This is weird. Why are cops beating up elderly people in Ottawa? And why are Catholic priests behaving like buffoons? Why are demons walking the streets of America? And finally, are the Canadian truckers actually issuing an international call for God to save the world? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Michael Matt, and this is The Remnant Underground. We're coming to you this Super Bowl weekend from, once again, YouTube jail. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, exactly.
Too bad. We're going to cover that in a moment. The good news is we have decided to keep Remnant TV content on Spotify. Get this. Even though Spotify is going to keep Joe Rogan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that could cost us some sponsors, some big cash, you know, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and stay on Spotify. So we're excited about that. We're just hoping that Congress doesn't shut Joe Rogan down because apparently the president was speaking about that earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check that out.
Regularly scheduled program to bring you a message from the President of the United States.
My fellow Jamaicans, our nation is in crisis. The Decepticon variant Hobo 19 is still killing fat people. Inflation is destroying our fart jars, and now that Ukraine is being sexually raped. That is why I've asked Congress to order a full-scale attack on Joe Rogan.
For those of you who are watching CNN, that was fake news. That actually wasn't Joe Biden, so you don't have to freak out. It was somebody just trying to be funny. Now, it is getting a little bit tricky keeping up with satire in 2022 because the absurdity of our reality now can no longer be expanded upon. What do I mean by that? Up in Ottawa, this is not satire. A judge has issued an injunction against honking your car horns. With more on that, here's Kira.
A Canadian judge ordered an injunction against that so-called freedom convoy and all the activists protesting vaccination requirements in Canada's capital right now. Anyone who honks their horn in Ottawa can now be arrested. But the protest is gaining momentum. About 500 truckers say they're just not...
Hang on, Kira. We can't hear you, Kira. Sorry, but we get the idea. In other words, if you honk your horn up in Ottawa, the beautiful city of Ottawa, now... this is apt to happen to you.
That you're not a Canadian.
If I swung at you, it's on film, so you're fine. Drive
because
it back.
I couldn't the horn.
Yeah.
Come and hit me.
Yeah, it's called communism.
That is why you're pulled
it's
over.
Called
I'm not gonna arrest. Hey,
for what? Hey.
Under arrest.
What are you doing? What
are you doing? Failing
to ID. Hey! Hey! That's assault! I've got it all on video.
Oh my gosh, these two cops. You know what strikes me about that video, these two flyboys? Yeah, I was in law enforcement years and years ago. I don't know who's training these guys. Apparently nobody is. Did you notice that? The massive insecurity, the immaturity of these guys are actually being triggered by somebody walking by with a camera. You're supposed to be trained not to get triggered by the guy with the camera, who I happen to agree with in this case. Real police officers are the ones that we support, the Good Cop Files over at RemnantNewspaper.com. Right here, we have a regular feature where we go out and talk to real cops who are doing good work, as opposed to the stupid nonsense we just saw up in Ottawa. Real cops were interviewing them, telling their stories, guys like this gentleman here.
Hello, my name is Nick Motichka. I'm a police officer currently with the Calgary Police Service. Today was a hard day for me. Something was taken away from me that I can never get back. Watching members of the Ottawa Police Service seize fuel from peaceful protesters. What is happening in Ottawa with the clear political influence on the police to physically exert political will on peaceful protesters for nothing more than possible political gain is so very wrong on so many levels. I was just following orders is no longer an excuse. It is time to stand up and speak out by refusing to breach your fellow citizens' fundamental charter rights. You signed up to help people. Stand with your fellow Canadians and say enough is enough.
Yeah, your heart just goes out to these guys. They're trying to do a good job. They've never been paid enough. That's part of the problem. Police officers should have been paid a lot more, should be being paid a lot more now. so the corruption doesn't, you know, doesn't come into it quite as easily. And most of them are really great guys. And we're seeing this a lot in the fantastic footage that's coming out of Canada, Ottawa, the protests right now. Guys like this, is you really, when you watch some of this video, you realize why this is such an international story. This is, as far as I'm concerned, in living memory, this is the greatest, most effective, best organized protest we've ever seen. I mean, I realize they're not burning down cities because peaceful protesters normally burn cities down and kill people. Not these guys. But it's incredibly more effective. And in the course of this, now have you noticed something? The little ferret, Justin Trudeau, he's pretty much lost the narrative. He's forgotten what this is all about. Have you noticed this? He's not even pretending. He's not even giving lip service to flattening the curve or slowing the spread or anything else to do with COVID. He's only worried about his raw power. That's it. He told them to do something they're not doing, and he's freaking out and exposing himself. And the beautiful thing is, nobody's listening.
We have one of the biggest revolutions happening. Right now, there's 50,000 truckers and about 1.4 million people headed to the parliament in Ottawa. And they're going to stay there until Trudeau resigns or they give us back all of our freedoms and rights.
Every overpass is packed with Canadians. Look at this right here. Look at this. Yes! God bless Canada. God bless every single one of you truckers and every single one of you Canadians that are supporting this movement. This is not a fringe. We will not be divided. Stand together, we will win this country back.
So I guess we call them racist, and Justin's already out there doing it. He's calling them racist because he's straight from central casting. He's so perfect, and his hair is awesome.
Over the past few days, Canadians were shocked and frankly disgusted by the behavior displayed by some people protesting in our nation's capital. Hate can never be the answer. I want to be very clear. We are not intimidated by those who hurl insults and abuse at small business workers and steal food from the homeless. We won't give in to those who fly racist flags.
Oh yeah, Ottawa, full of neo-Nazis. Everybody knows that. We've been up there, we go up there to camp in Canada. Not a lot of Nazis up there, but they're trying hard. They're even claiming that there are Confederate flags up there. Now, we're in the wrong country. This is Canada. There was no civil war, but yeah, there's Confederate flags all over the place, too. Now, keep looking at this footage, this amazing footage coming out of Canada. Where are these swastika flags? Where the heck are they? Got the premier talking about it? Got the prime minister talking about it? Everybody up there's got a camera, right? So why can't they just give us a little visual proof of the Nazi flags all over Ottawa? They can. They're just talking about it. He's got to take Justin Trudeau's word for it. And nobody's buying it. So we got to move on to the next thing. I guess the next thing is that, well, it's probably the truckers' fault that the grocery store shelves are emptying out. Food prices are going up. That's got to be the truckers' fault. Long Beach? Where's that? I know one thing. Long Beach is not in Canada. So yeah, I see those big ships on the screen too, but that's not Canada. So that can't be the reason that we have shortages at the grocery store. That can't be the reason I'm spending 10 bucks on a box of Rice Krispies. It's the Canadian truckers. These guys are the problem. Anderson Cooper, he said so just the other night on TV. These guys are why the grocery store shelves are empty.
We will win this country back.
I was at a point where I was giving up on Canada, and you guys have given me hope. You guys are giving us strength. You guys are keeping us going. And wow, we are one big team, one big national team. The entire world is watching us. I firmly believe this is our last stand, and we are not coming home until you are all free.
You know, as we just watch that footage and try to find the Nazi flags, because we know there must be some. I haven't found any yet. if you're still buying this, I mean, really, a couple years in, they got us masked up. They had all this crazy stuff going on. And they're injecting everybody, injecting the kids and everything. You just keep, now you're like, oh, the Canadian truckers are the problem. We got to hate them. I hate Canadian truckers because I am very pure. I don't like haters. And those Canadian truckers who were yesterday's frontline heroes, I hate them now because they're haters. This, at some point, you just got to look in the mirror and you have to see the retarded person looking back at the mirror. And you got to say, this is on me. Because no matter what they do, all of a sudden, you actually have people out there who are worried about, who are hating on Canadian truckers. Because they must be Nazis and racists and anti-Semites. Don't you get, do you hear yourself? Because here's what I think. We're seeing some shortages as well at the grocery store for a long time, long before anybody heard about the Freedom Convoy. We're seeing some. And I will tell you this. If the Canadian truckers right now are causing some food shortages here where I am with my 7 children, with my family, guess what? I say good for them. It's okay. It's a small price to pay. I will offer it up for freedom to have a little bit of a shortage here because I will eat moose jerky for months with these human being, patriotic Christian ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, kids up in Canada before I'll spend another 5 seconds with the insufferable boobs on CNN and in Davos and in the White House.
The Hawkins will continue until freedom is proved. What a moment in Canadian history. I love you, Canada!
So yeah, look at these guys. You know, now they're up there blocking major bridges between the United States and Canada, costing apparently as much as $30 million a day. As they clog up the cities and the bridges. Guess what? Good for them. Good for them. At least they're not burning down the cities, right? That's what we live through. Pointless violence, terror, cities on fire night after night for the peaceful protests in this city and in many other cities across this country. So these guys are actually doing effective protesting. They're shutting down bridges. They're causing an inconvenience to everybody so that the whole world will look at what they're complaining about, look at what they're talking about, and take them seriously. That's called extremely effective protesting. And we support them. And guess what? Those truckers that are clogging up the cities, they're coming down here. They're going to block bridges here, please. I hope they do, so that everyone can see here, too, how many people are sick and tired of this. But all these truckers, eventually, what are they going to do? They're going to get off the bridge, and they're going to go home. And hopefully, if they're successful, we get to go to back to our normal lives. As opposed to the folks who are actually locking us down. The great resetters, you know? What do they want to do? They want to do a lot more than just block bridges. They want to mask us up permanently. They want to inject our children. They want to empty the grocery store shelves so you can start eating pre-wrapped little plastic crap from Davos because it's not going to hurt the environment. They want to take away our cars. We've gone over that so many times. They want to force feed us Bill Gates' impossibly fake burgers for the rest of our lives. Why? Well, because the cow poopers are going to destroy the ozone layer and polar bears are going to die and... Come on, man. Don't you see the difference between a few truckers doing a great, wonderful, powerful act of resistance against this and the nightmare, dystopian future the resetters have got planned for us? No, thank you. I will take my chances with these truckers. God bless every one of them. And a little ferret man up there or Joe Biden, these guys are no match for the freedom fighters in Canada. Ferret man. Being the little commie that he is, he's going to try to freeze the truckers out now. He's going to try to freeze them to death in Ottawa. You know how cold it is up right there right now? So what is his idea, this paragon of tolerance? He's going to cut the diesel fuel. He's not going to let them start their trucks, run their trucks to stay warm. They got kids in those trucks. These are family men. There's kids all over the place up there. So Trudeau's making it a crime up there to bring diesel to the truckers because all these beautiful people up in Ottawa and some of these cities want to bring the fuel to the truckers. Did you hear about this? This is fantastic. Talk about a well-organized protest. Because it turns out that the truckers anticipated this little snake taking away the fuel. And now what you got going on in Ottawa is an I Am Spartacus moment. That's just brilliant. because the cops are supposed to be enforcing this ridiculous don't let the truckers have any fuel. They don't know if these gas cans are full or empty. They're going to spend a lot of time trying to find out. Again, really effective organization going on up there. And the bottom line, friends, when you watch this and you watch the whole rest of the world now looking on, and you watch provinces now dropping the mandates, countries dropping the mandates, the Canadian truckers, their message is getting out. And anyone who's insisting on the mandates and everything else is beginning to feel a little stupid. So the bottom line is this: forget your Rice Krispie price, or how much your beer is costing, or how much your toilet paper is costing right now. 50,000 Canadian truckers, heroes, are giving the insufferable Klaus Schwab ulcers the size of Texas, which is fantastic. Old Klausy boy, he hasn't looked this stupid since the Donald mocked him to his face back in Davos in 2019.
This is a crowd like they have never had before in Davos, including all of you people like they've never had before. So that's good. I assume they're here because of Klaus.
Great guest here.
He clearly cannot handle mockery. So my brothers up in Canada, keep on mocking this guy. Just keep doing what you're doing, because we all are running out of time if something big doesn't happen. And I have a feeling this is it. Build back better, here in the States anyway, means bring back the Gestapo. If you haven't heard this, last week the Department of Homeland Security just quietly released what they call a National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin. And it affects every one of us. Now this thing proclaims, I'll throw it down, I'll put a link down below so you can read it for yourself. It proclaims that the United States is in a heightened threat environment fueled by false online conspiracy theories which undermine public trust in government institutions to encourage unrest and could potentially inspire acts of violence. That's your Homeland Security Department at work. I remember when that little stain George Bush set up the Department of Homeland Security when he was running around trying to enforce democracy at the point of a gun for Dick Cheney. And I remember thinking, man, that Department of Homeland Security is going to come back to haunt us. And this is a terrifying document. This is a terrifying development, what they're doing right now. Of course, they're going after the home terrorists, the domestic terrorists. And of course, they're not talking about real terrorists. They're talking about people like me, people like Tucker Carlson, people who are on Fox, people who are on YouTube, just trying to get the word on what's happening here. What you're looking at, what's happening right now, it can be stopped. And hopefully 2022, with this midterm election, maybe this time it will be stopped. But what you're looking at is just like Hitler and Stalin and Mao before them, these guys are actually trying to outlaw political speech, political discourse, while they pack the court, while they do everything else with it, with the election fraud. Why is that? So that there will be just one communist party in this country. And even, as we've all been doing through this lunacy of 2 years, even if you question the rising medical technocracy, guess what? According to the Department of Homeland Security, you're encouraging violence. The Homeland Security Department warns that, quote, online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding COVID-19 encourages violence. That's what they got in mind. Do you understand why we're supporting the disruption that is the Freedom Convoy? It's already happening. It's been happening to us for a while. They're shutting us down. Right now, last week, 6 days ago, 300,000 Remnant TV YouTube subscribers were not allowed to listen to my message, to see my video. Just a few days ago, our last show, taken down before it could even premiere on YouTube. Nobody even saw it. And they took it down and gave a strike to the channel. You're all aware of this, but I'm using it to illustrate the point. And why did they take us down over at YouTube? They took us down because we disputed the efficacy of World Health Organization guidance on social distancing and self-isolation. I don't even know what that means.
It doesn't.
I don't even know what they're talking about. I had no idea that we didn't do anything of the kind. They're literally making us disappear. It's not a woe is me thing. I'm honored. I'm thrilled because it means we're over the target. But I'm trying to add urgency to anybody out there who doesn't realize how important it is to fight, how important it is to stand up and fight, how important it is to support those truckers. There's a financial, we can put at the bottom here, the links a way of financially supporting the truckers. Now that GoFundMe is playing the games with them, right. I highly encourage you to do that, to support them. We'll put it in the description, because those guys are going to be erased from history as well, and we can't let that happen. Do not let that happen. We're not going to have another opportunity like this. It's up to us now. You have people who are out there doing something for you. Now it's up to us. We got to stand up and support them. You know what? I really honestly believe, well, we showed you that video last time, we'll maybe throw it up again for a second. Part of the reason that the truckers are so effective is because they haven't left God out of this. They're releasing videos in which they specifically show the truckers praying the Our Father. That's key. That's crucial. Because the other side has no answer for that. And I believe that YouTube's problem with us, with Remnant TV, is along those lines. The problem is similar. It's twofold, first of all. The God stuff that we put into every single one of these shows. People say, man, you know, you should just stick to the Latin Mass, your traditional Catholic. Well, no. I'm a political science major. My thing is politics. I interned in D.C. on Capitol Hill. That's what I do. But the thing is, my family for 150 years has combined both. We don't really recognize this separation of church and state. We believe that God has to play a part in politics every single time, every day, all year. That you can't take God out of it, and if you do, you're doomed. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So YouTube doesn't like that. Though we're talking politics, we also talk theology. We also talk about God, going back to morality, back to family, right? And the other thing that we do consistently on this show is we expose what's happening in the Vatican. Francis, Pope Francis, and those of you who aren't Catholic, I think I've explained this so many times before, it is not easy for me. I'm a cradle Catholic. I've never missed Mass on Sunday. It's not easy for me to admit how culpable the human element of the Catholic Church is in the crisis that's affecting the world right now. Starting with Francis, he's an infiltrator, okay? He's key to the success of this entire Great Reset experiment, which is why we go after him in nearly every show. Yes, we say pray for him and everything else, but we also want to expose what he's doing so they can stop using our church and our Pope as moral authority to lock down the world. But here's the problem in criticizing Dear Francis. Google is giving money to a Catholic, Vatican-connected fact-checking group which clarifies fake news and misleading information about vaccines against COVID-19. That's what they've been doing for a while. It's called the International Catholic Media Consortium on COVID-19 Vaccines. And it's linked to Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's linked to George Soros. Put a link down below so you can check it out for yourself. And of course, it's linked to the Pontifical Academy for Life. That's the Vatican. The Vatican is working with Soros and Gates and Google to stop fake news. To stop whistleblowers like us, in other words. To stop the truth. So, gee, I wonder why YouTube took our show down last week. Isn't that just a mystery? I wonder what happened. Even when it comes to YouTube, it's hands off the Pope. That's what the Google-owned YouTube is saying. I believe with all my heart, because I can't figure it out. I like our show. It's great. But there are a lot of other shows with more talented people and bigger teams and everything else. And they're not having this constant harassment than we are. So what is it? It's either God or it's Francis. That's apparently what YouTube's ticked off about. And YouTube monitors, by the way, their little sensors and screeners. A couple of them work for the notorious neo-communist Southern Poverty Law Center. Which, by the way, since 2007, has had folks like us on their stupid little hate map. Because they didn't like our position on Mel Gibson's film or whatever it was. They didn't like our position saying that, you know, Scripture is not actually anti-Semitic hate speech. When we tried to defend Scripture, well, you're a hate group. They've been at this for a long time. The time to change the narrative is right now. Look what they're doing to us. Look what is happening to us. You know, right now they're saying things like, it's an election year, so we're gonna lift the mask mandates on everybody, except the little children, of course. Why are these blue states continuing to mask up children? Those were the least vulnerable to this COVID thing. Why are they doing this to children? Why is Fauci and Biden and the rest of these clowns, these characters, what are they out there talking about vaccinating little three-year-olds for? Can you answer that? Can anyone answer that for me? What's going on? Why are they doing this to children? These sick, perverse, I'm sorry, but this seems to me to be demonic, what they're doing to kids. What for? They haven't even claimed to have. They don't even posit a theory on why a three-year-old needs to be vaccinated. Why a five-year-old needs to be masked up all day. What's going on here? This is evil. And when you're facing evil like this, my gosh, for 50 years, they've been slaughtering babies in the wombs. And now any of these little babies that happen to make it out of the womb, that happen to make it past the abortion doctor, these animals are going to mask them up and shoot them full of some kind of mystery juice that's going to make them impotent, that's going to make them sick, controllable, if they happen not to get aborted in the first place. And that's just one aspect of what they're doing to the world right now and our society. When you are faced with evil like that, why are we not all turning to God and saying, sorry, Lord God of hosts, I'm sorry we banished you from our shores. Will you come back? Because we can't survive without you. I'm not the church lady. I don't like to be God-bothered any more than anybody else does, but men especially. Don't you think we need to lay claim to our roots as Christian men in this war? Don't you think it's time that we start talking about God again? That we proudly become Christians again so we can fight these anti-Christians. Don't you think we gotta speak the truth? If you want to survive the nightmare that's unfolding all around us right now, you gotta turn back to God. You have to bring him back. If you want to live in a free country, if you want to see your kids grow up, if you want to see your grandkids, if you don't want to end up transhumanized in some Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates factory, you know, you got to turn back to God. These are the punishments. This is what happens when we say we can do it without God. We did it. They did it in my church. They took the Catholic Church out a long time ago. That's why the Catholic liturgy looks like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood now. Only that's insulting to Mr. Rogers. It's become so ridiculous. They're taking the theology. They're taking the church. And they're making it a laughing stock so that it won't stand in the way of the evil that we're talking about.
Let's prepare ourselves with a beautiful in-breath. And let's breathe out our preoccupations and our projects and our worries, our plans.
As long as we are allowed to appeal now. You're looking at Biden, you're looking at the Democrats, you're looking at Pelosi, you're looking at Klaus Schwab and all that. As long as we, as the good guys, as long as we are allowed to appeal to no higher authority than to our founding fathers and the U.S. Constitution, friends, we're gonna lose. You know why we're gonna lose? Because we're bringing a knife to a gunfight. The other side believes in God. They hate him. They hate everything that he's done. They hate life. They hate gender. They hate children because he's the author of life. That's why they're so into abortion, because they hate the author of life, you see? So we're bringing a knife to a gunfight if we don't come up with some way to put the cross out front as we march into this battle. You know, if COVID lockdowns have taught us anything at all, it's that what we're facing is outright evil. This has never been anything like this in history, where people decide, well, I can do this without God. There is no God. There is no higher being. There is no prime mover. There is no creator. Just us and our Constitution. Well, you know what? If somebody doesn't like the Constitution, like the folks on the far left don't care about that piece of paper, if we can't back it up with anything more than, whoa, it's a really cool Constitution, it has to be backed up with something else, something more than just that. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Otherwise, we're going to lose. God is the only way that we can save those burning cities. Minneapolis is still a boarded up wreck. And that's coming in the future even more. Because God was run out of that town. And all the bishops and priests, they just don't know what to do about it. So just going to mask everybody up and close the churches. That's their answer. The spiritual leaders, my foot. They're completely co-opted. You want to rescue babies? Then call it what it is. Call abortion what it is. It's an offense against God. That's why it's so evil. It is not merely a violation of the rights of the human person. It's an offense against God. It's murder. It's a mortal sin. It's a violation of the fifth commandment of God. And if you want to defend those babies in the womb, defend those babies in the classroom, the only way to prevent another global lockdown and to the destruction of these children is to turn back to God, the author of life, and to actually publicly say it when you're on YouTube or when you're on Fox News. Ever heard anybody at Fox News say anything about God? And that's amazing. Good guys. I'm talking about good guys. Why are they so afraid to say anything about God? What happened to us? What's going on? You see, because there must be a code of conduct that's based on something higher than man's opinion, than my opinion of what's right and what's wrong. That's why we have the chaos that we have. Right and wrong is defined by God's law. It can't be just what I think is right and wrong or appropriate or inappropriate, right? We have to get back to that. For 2,000 years, Western civilization was based on that one reality, that God exists, that his judgment of princes and paupers down through the centuries, that was the great equalizer, that his law is the basis of our law. Do you understand that? The only way we can enforce our law, I've said this so many times, there are not enough police officers in the world to go out and police the Christless chaos of our cities because no one is policing themselves anymore because we threw the law of God out. That Southern Poverty Law Center I mentioned, they got famous by what? Going down to an Alabama courthouse, Judge Roy Moore, and tearing down his Ten Commandments monument. That's what they do for a living. Literally removing any reference to the law of God. That his commandments are the foundation of our law and order. That's the revolution. That's the rejection. Without God's law, life is hell and freedom becomes slavery, which is exactly what we're experiencing right now. You can see it right in front of your eyes every day on the front page of newspaper. The chaos, the crazy, the kids killing each other, the murder, the slaughter. You can see it every day. Something like this. People call this insanity.
The victim suffered skull fractures and requires significant surgery, according to charging documents. The alleged attacker is 23-year-old Juantes Tolos. The King County Prosecutor's Office says he's a danger to the community.
But you see, that's not insanity. That is not insanity, friends. That's demons walking among us. That's what happens when you declare war on God's law. That is godlessness. Godlessness. And it's happening everywhere. Abortion is godlessness. Harvesting organs from living human beings in China is godlessness. The Constitution of the United States cannot save us from the great diabolical reset that is coming. And neither can somebody like Donald Trump, God bless him, can't do it. Or any other politician who does not specifically call this nation back to God. The Constitution itself, which, by the way, guarantees all these rights. It calls these rights God-given rights. The Constitution, though, speaks to a Christian society where people follow God's law, where people police themselves, where people hold themselves accountable in the eyes of God. Don't you see? Do you understand what that means? They police themselves. They don't do wrong. They don't violate you, not just because you're going to get mad at them and put them in jail, but because they offend God and they jeopardize their everlasting salvation. You see how well that works? You always have God watching over you. You try to live up to his law. You are not going to be offending your neighbors and robbing stores and killing people or murdering babies in the womb. We can prove this. What's perjury? Perjury in a court of law to this day. Perjury is lying. Not just lying, it's lying under oath. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Even our own jurist, our own court system to this day still has to appeal to something higher. It's not just lying, perjury. It's lying to God. That's what made it a felony. But you see how beautiful that works. Are you willing to lie to God? And most people in a civilized and Christian society for 2,000 years said, no, I'm not going to lie to God. But we're trying to get rid of that too. We've gotten rid of almost all of it now. And secularism is the bat to the head of Christian civilization. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're living through. And so now, friends, the choice is ours. We got to stay involved and engage in this fight. But we have to do it the right way. And at some point, it has to include God. We can either get used to these lockdowns and forget about God, get used to these injections and hope for the best, and the chaos that the children of darkness are offering us, or we can stand up like these truckers now. We're like modern-day Vandeans in a way, standing up against the system. Fight back against the system. Fight back against the children of darkness as children of light, as family men, as Christians, people who are willing to pray in public. Pray the Our Father in public before you go to battle. To say that we fight for God's sake, that we fight for the family's sake, that we fight for our children, that we resist this great reset, not just because we don't like it, but because it's a violation of God's laws. That's why we resist it. And to say as much, we denounce this new world order because it is utterly and thoroughly and 100% godless, because it is Christophobic. That's why we fight the New World Order. Not because we disagree with the political system or the economic system, but because it's a war on God. What's holding any of us back? Especially if we believe in God, we're Christian men. Why are we so pathetic? Why won't we just speak his name? Why won't we just say it? We stand with Jesus Christ the King. Without his law, order is arbitrary and a matter of opinion. His law, natural law, the Ten Commandments, are the foundation of our civilization, and without them we cannot survive. Our very survival as a nation depends on our intestinal fortitude, especially as men, to stand up once again as Christian men and say, you are an offense to Almighty God, Mr. Pro-Abort, Mr. Far-Left Radical Great Resetter. Now tell you what, friends, and then I'll let you go. We're going long tonight. But if saying that, if that's going to get us thrown off YouTube, well, to hell with YouTube. Don't care anymore. We have to say what needs to be said, no matter what. The war has started, and it must include God.